The world is in a massive transition. Are you prepared? Hi, I'm Reverend Tracy L., and I am here to help you navigate through these uncharted waters. Many experts told me it was not possible to repair, regenerate, and restore my body. I proved them all wrong. Isn't it time for you to reclaim what is rightfully yours? If your answer is yes, then I invite you to join me while I will help you embrace the new earth and unlock your unlimited potential. Let's connect every Tuesday, 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern, right here on the Tracy L. Clark Show, as featured on Transformation Talk Radio. The old ways of connecting are done. So let's embrace together the new and unleash the superhuman within. Wow, welcome back. It is another call-in show today. And so, you know, we'll get to as many of you as we can. And then I'm on a little bit of a hiatus again, only because the summer for me is a really important time to refresh, rejuvenate. And this year, if you've been watching me, I've been saying how the summer you need to play, because once we hit into August, which is still summer, but September, October, November, December, it's going to be a lot of change and a lot of transition, and we're just going to have to roll with it. So make sure you call in and we're going to have some fun today shifting. Now, I'm so excited. We launched our book early. So I was talking to you guys last week. The TLC 31 Days of Prayer book is finally on Amazon right now. I will have some on the website, but they're coming, obviously printing. Caught me off guard because they were able to shift really quickly. And I'm so excited that this book has finally come out early. It's a little pocketbook, as you can see. It's got 31 prayers in it and blessings, and the artwork is absolutely stunning too. But we had a great, great team on it. Why did I release it now is because we need a lot of clearing, shifting, grounding, and activation. These are prayers that I channeled, and I will just to give you a list here so you can understand. They are like a prayer to be a super being, a prayer, I believe. So when you need to believe more, a prayer to love yourself more. There's a prayer for freedom, a prayer to release bonds of karma. So the way they're done is that you will be, as you're speaking it out loud, you'll be able to speak it and then they'll shift the energy. There's some blanks in there so you can put your name or maybe people's names. Full moon prayer, which is also amazing to help you through the full moons. If you were like someone like I was, when the full moon used to come on, what we would do is I would be very, very sensitive. So I would be like irritated for probably 3 or 4 days before, because the moons, right, those cycles, those energies of the planet, they would actually be ripping stuff off and bringing stuff in. That's all I really needed to know. So I would find the more I would pay attention to it, then the, you know, easier it was to navigate what was happening in my life and externally. So, you know, this will help you. Now I don't have those issues anymore. I sort of outgrew that. That was like 18 years ago, but I started to look at that. So a prayer to open to more peace and joy in your life, right? Like these things are so wonderful. So you can, like I said, you can take a prayer for just randomly open it, a blessing, shift the energy. So I use the words like I teach you guys here to shift the energy, and it is on Amazon. So the Kindle version will be up soon. We are creating an audio version. Again, takes time. We're still creating the audio version for the first book. If you haven't had that one, God, where are you? It's me. You can get that one on Amazon too. So just, you know, type it in. And I just, yeah, like a prayer to be a gift to the world, because you are a gift to the world. And we're going to need it, because the world is really, really transitioning. You see on the world, they're pushing more nasty agendas, but they're just pushing it to make you feel more afraid and be very discerning right now what truth you're taking in. Like, you want to make sure you stay hardcore with your truth. That's what we do every day with you. That's what I do here. And, you know, if you really want to learn to shift the energy more, I would say come and check out the Miraculous Academy, because there's over 600 videos in there. And what are the other teaching, shifting, health issues, financial issues? You can go back to any of them. There's gift sections and I update a new one. So 5 days a week, you're still getting new videos. Sometimes we go back and watch the old ones and people are like, oh my gosh, I've shifted. It's easy to go through them every day. But when you go back and when you're new into the program, I say, don't get overwhelmed because it's a live place and we're on Telegram. So we're always helping you guys with what's clearing and what's shifting. The other thing is come and join us on Telegram. We have our community page there. So if you're in the free membership, come there. And you know, I always have this hard time saying, come and join us. And I know I'm still getting over that because I always feel you got to feel what works for you and what's ready. But one of the things I know without a shadow of a doubt, I've been saying this as the body regen method and focusing on your body. A lot of people that are getting sick, a lot of people that are not sure what's going on. There's been a lot of sickness, illness, and disease ramp up, and there's going to be a lot more ramp up by this fall. You need to understand what is your body telling you? How can you connect to spirit and the Mother Earth in a very different way? Like karmas are ending, right? Like karma that we had with the planet, with each other, the way we deal with karma, that's ending. That's old. Chakra systems, you've heard me say this, they are ending. It's an old system. You are going to 5D. You are changing how you connect with the world. Like so, so, so important. So it's really important that you get really grounded and understand everything I do is to teach you to be empowered. That's why I love that academy, because you can walk away and say, and I teach you, why are you opening your hands? Why are you pulling the energy in? And it can be overwhelming because it's new, but the wave of the future, as we get through this year to 2023 and then 23 to 25 is the next big bridge. As we get through, you're going to need to learn to understand how to shift your own field. I know for me, I never go to the medical establishments. I haven't for years. You know, I lived in and out of them. Not saying there's not a place or a time for them, or if you need something to know what's happening and then, you know, work with them and work on your own. When you understand how you're shifting and moving, you don't go there hardly at all or ever, right? It's years. And I'll tell you right now, I don't even want to be near one. So thank you, God, anybody else? Like, no, thank you. The energy is so chaotic and it's so fear-based, and you go into these places and that fear, your body picks up. So if you have to go into one, you want to know, how are you going to get that energy out of your body? So a lot of people tell me what they love about learning in the Miraculous Academy is that when they go into these institutions, they're removing, they're strengthening, they're not picking up the energy from that place, and they know how to dump it when they leave. They have the tools in their toolbox. And this whole new way is about bringing in a lot more healing energies and using them. And it will come more mainstream as we get into the years. How quick is up to humanity? But it's growing a lot because people really need to take ownership. And that's why a lot of old modalities are going to dissipate. A lot of old ways that we functioned with all our institutions, with our governments, our banks, you've heard me say this, are dissipating because our systems no longer require to work in that way and for a better humanity. So don't get caught up in all the fear mongering, but stay in your truth. Stay in your truth. I did a video the other day about the spirit of resistance. It's on my YouTube and it's also on my Instagram. I'm getting better going there, guys. So the Telegram, you see me every day, no matter if you're in the free community or not, you know, I always pop in there and keep you posted. But it's really when we're resisting stuff, we can be calling more of that in. When we're resisting things from being completed in our life, or we think we know what that truth is, rather than surrendering it and letting the flow and making very aware decisions. So we need to make sure that we're looking at what we're resisting versus what we're just standing up in our truth. So a lot of people ask me, they're like, well, if I go to this place, does it mean I'm resisting? Well, no, because if you're not angry, you're just showing up in your presence to say, I want to support this cause because I know in my gut, it's my truth. So whatever that is for you, it's no right and no wrong. So it's really going to be a very incredible few months, but definitely the other things that I do in the academies is I prep you. So Are you prepared? You've seen a lot of the videos. If you're new or not around, you know, are you prepared financially? Do you have cash on hand? Do you have, you know, some extra food? I tell you why those things are energetically. I've talked about them for well over a year and a half now, 2 years. I was talking about many of them 5 years ago, and that was to help you prepare and you take it when you're ready. So lots happening. August 19th, we're doing the energy of religion class to remove it and break it off. So what's also happening right now, a lot of people don't understand, is there's a lot of programming in the religious line that's starting to leave that was under a fear-based. Take what works for you, but anything that was fear or control, that is not of pure love. That is not of God, the Christ consciousness. It's not. And it's really time that that breaks off. And I'll be explaining why there are spirit attachments and energies that will attach to your field through that line that we will break off in that class as well. There's a replay, but why they can hold you back. They can keep you frustrated. They can feel like you could feel like my curse. Why does this keep happening? So I really decided to do that one now because you can see a lot with the truths coming more and more and more every day around the world. And we need to be very prepped in your sovereign being and understanding your groundedness so you can navigate through with the people you love very, very empowered. So that's awesome. And on the 26th, don't forget, you can join the free book launch. We're going to do a book launch. I'm going to tell you, we'll read a prayer. And I'll tell you more how to, you know, enjoy the book and the energy behind it. And we'll have some fun. And it's always fun to celebrate. And it's really important. If you're not celebrating your wins, ask yourself why, because you should be celebrating your wins in life, big or small, celebrate them. Because the more you celebrate your wins, the more you're celebrating you, the more you're going to bring that energy in towards you. Unfortunately, the world's been conditioned more, and that's why we have so much karma to work through that's going to start dropping off, thank God, is that, you know, it's sort of, we've been conditioned to complain about things. And I used to be like that a long time ago. And then when I got the message loud and clear, when I hear I do, that was not serving me, which was creating more blocks and more resistance in my life. So watch really right now, especially as we get into August, September, October, but starting right away, any day, I'm sure we've seen so much stuff ramp up in the world, is watch what you can say. So if something feels negative in your life, or it feels heavy, or maybe you don't understand, my favorite saying that I've used, and you've heard me say this if you've been around for a while, is what is right about this I'm not getting? Thank you, God. So give thanks or thank you, divine or universe, to your team, but also show me the truth about this, even if I don't want to hear it. So a lot of times you don't see the truth. It's in front of you because you don't want to hear it. So you don't want to, you know, own it. And that's hard for all of us. Like, it's just like, oh, that's the truth. I need to deal with that. Right. And it's not other people's projections. You need to reconcile with what the truth is inside, but what's right about this, I am not getting. Because so often you can be pulled down in the heavy and you can be pulled down. Look at what we've been going through the last year and a half. What's right about this that a lot of people are not getting, it, when I look at it, so this is my truth. You can take it or leave it. Doesn't matter as long as you're in your truth. What's right about this is it's waking people up to see that it's time to make great change. It's time to come together for the entire world. It's time to start critical thinking and critical feeling, not turning on your mainstream TV and being spoon-fed and saying that's truth. It's time for you to learn to research, to educate yourself in your way, not in one way. Because when somebody wants you to be in one way, you know there's a lot of lies behind it. So when someone says, I've had people say, Trace, have you seen this or have you thought of it from this perception? And I'll be like, no, but let me see, show me the truth. And I'll be like, yeah, actually that resonates more. So I will change my perspective or my perception. And then people say, well, you used to think it was that way. And I'm like, yeah, but when this came forward, I resonate with that more. So that's where I want to move. Right. So prime example for me is when I was sick and going to have my fourth near-death experience and never come back. I was so ingrained that the systems I've been in since birth were the right way, but I wasn't getting better. I was getting more sick. So I had been battling that. But then when someone said, hey, Trace, I know this is what you're looking at. Are you open to looking at alternative ways? So natural ways, energy medicine, stuff like this. And I'm like, sure, I'm willing to look at anything. And then when I started to get results and I started to see my whole life shift and my body repair, that became my truth. And I thank them for sharing that with me. So I didn't get all mad going, well, no, this is the way I'm going to do it. So when people in your life are like, no, this has to be this way, you know, they're refusing to look at things that they're afraid of. And that is okay, but don't get caught up in their stuff. Stay in your truth and always be willing to change. My big thing that I teach a lot, whether you're in any of the academies or evolutionary academies, is changing on a dime. You got to be ready right now. You were going in this direction. We may all have to go that direction, but that's because spirit's leading you over there for the safety that you're required to keep helping humanity move forward. So what's right about what we're going through right now is it's waking a lot of people up. They're saying enough is enough. We're not going to do this anymore. We don't want to live like this. We want to world where people are, they're all more genuinely good. We don't want the narrative that everybody's bad and everybody's this, because it's not true. It's not true. And you can feel that when you feel that, that's why there's this beautiful, what's good about this is people are waking up and people will demand better for all of humanity, not by a controlled, you know, few thousand people. So it's really exciting. And when you can get that energy, just feel that, it's like, oh, wow, what's good about this, even though it looks crappy, is that we're going to get something better and spirit's going to bring something better. It's not positive thinking. It's actually moving from this energy to another energy that you pull into your field, that you call into your field. And the more people, if you've seen over the years, right, this last year and a half, the people that are getting this, that are picking this up, that is like, you know, no, that's why I always say when censorship starts, you know, there's not truth back there, because you would let everyone speak and then you would make a sound decision. So this is how you do it in your own life too. It's like when you've had maybe relationships, like don't speak, don't say this in front of my parents, don't do this. It's like, what are you hiding? What are you hiding? Because you should be able to be in your truth and loving and kindness and compassion. So very good. So I hope you'll get your copy, TLC 31 Days of Prayers, on Amazon, all around the world. Kindle book, like I said, coming. Hope you'll enjoy the prayers. People are loving them. And like I said, I'm very proud, actually. My daughter is a graphic designer and an artist, and she actually did the cover for me. And she did the inside graphics as well. So there's lots of fun ones in there. She's very talented. And what I love about that is I always tell my kids, follow their bliss, follow what they love. And you know, I'm just honored that I can work with them in what I do too. And they have their own businesses and stuff, but it's wonderful to be able to have them collaborate with you. So as a parent, that's always fun. And I always tell them, if you're ready to go do something else, and you know, this is part of not your plan, you go do it. And that's what you really need to encourage yourself to do right now too. So thank you, God. Oh, take a breath, right? So much to say. I just love it. So you're really amazing. So thank you for being here and showing up. All right. We are going to actually go to our callers. So I think we have Madura on the line. Is that correct, Mila? Yep.
We got Madura from Calgary, Canada.
Okay. Hi, Madura. Is she there? Did we lose her?
Guess she's not there.
Did we lose her?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll go to Mila. If she calls back in, let me know.
We have Sadat from Dubai.
Oh, we were going to go to Mila and then go to Sadat. But okay, if you've got him next, then that's fine. You can bring him in. We're all learning something new today, so.
Sadat?
Hi, Sadat. Are we having some issues bringing them through? Okay, we'll maybe let them figure that out on the other end, and you can let me know when you're ready to bring them in. And we're just learning some different stuff. But again, it's definitely a time right now for you to really also go within and see what your gifts are and to offer the world and how you can actually expand them. So a lot of times when we have fear and we're contracting that energy and it's not it's getting maybe too jumbled in our system, it can create a blockage in the system. And that blockage then keeps drawing that frequency in. There's an energy that I like to say when I'm working with people, you might hear me on the other shows, is to just command that accumulation of the block and the resistance to move out. And when the block and the resistance moves out, then you're actually, there's a way to talk to the body that you can free that energy up, and you don't even have to know where it is half the time. So people spend so much time in this world, you know, trying to figure out where that energy is coming from. And you may not even know. It can be so buried in the subconscious that you may not even know. So some of the things you can do is just ask, like, to remove that sort of known or unknown energy, but you got to really feel into the body. Yes, it's in the subconscious, but if it's coming up, where is it sitting in your body? Where is it sitting? And that's why a lot of people, you hear them, they say, talk to the heart, it comes through the heart. But when we're going through the heart, that's where it can be quite frustrating. So I'm just, hang on a second. Okay, you guys can send your questions into transformation. Their phones went down. This is really interesting. So if you were on the phone lines, go and send feedback into the Transformation Talk Radio. She'll put it up here and I'll answer all your questions. Their phone lines are down. So this is something I'm going to prep you guys for. Prepare yourself. Now, if you've been in my communities, I'm a broken record. Okay. If you're listening, because I tell you this every day, I don't want you to be angry or caught off guard or someone to, the internet definitely has, I believe it was Obama that put it in. I remember when it happened, because I'm like, why would they do that? They have what's called a kill switch, which is very similar to what they used in Cuba and China. They block things off. The internet has been very shaky. You probably noticed that. We're ramping up to, I call it the spiritual battle, but I've been saying we've been in for about 2 months, the crescendo, 3 months crescendo part. Now, crescendos can go for 6 months. They can go for 7 months. They can go for a year. It's sort of like when someone says, when will this happen? And spirit says soon. And I'm like, I hate when spirit says soon, because when it says soon, you're like, that could be tomorrow. That could be 10 years. Right? It's going to happen. It's just a matter of when. So yeah, go to Transformation Talk Radio, submit into the feedback and, or get into them and tell them, and they'll put the question here and I will shift it and answer it for you for sure. But so right now we've seen all over the world, spotty internet. I even tried to get on my bank today and it was not working at all. I was going, I think I need to move some money out of that bank and it wasn't working. So they were like, sorry, out of service. There's a lot of things going on with our technology to make things better. So it could go down for a day, an hour. It can go down your phones. It could go down for, you know, 3 days a week. The key is if you are in pockets of the world where that happens, don't panic. Your questions are coming good. So don't panic. We're all learning. And this is what happens, guys. We got to change on a dime. What did I say with my book? It came out like a week or 2 weeks earlier than we expected. Something happened and we had to change on a dime. We didn't have all the graphics ready. We were just loading them up, taking our time. This was our date. Well, God wanted it out now. So things in life, like I said, the internet goes down. What are you going to do? Don't get mad about it. Go drink a nice cup of tea. And if it takes 3 days, read a good book, get your book, you know, read a book, play something on your computer you might have, you know, go help your neighbors, cook food for your friends and family. What is good about this? I'm not getting, whereas I'm not worried about people like you. I'm worried about people that are sleepy. So that they're going to have to wake up and go, what's going on. But if that's happening, that's okay. That is really okay. So again, what's good about this? I'm not getting, you can have connection time. Like, if I have a whole day without technology, if I'm going to the north or something, like even on Sunday, I didn't have technology for most of the day. I leave my technology at home actually. And then I checked in on it later and it's great. I am fine. But I grew up in that era where we didn't have computers, right? So that one person that was in the lab in grade 12 was, we were like, there's a nerd. Why would you do that? We're all in typing class. Yeah. You know, it's really cool. So submit your questions, but, those things are going to happen. So don't think they're not. It's just a matter of what area. And And why? You know, I had to laugh in my area. They keep saying that we have a lot of fires because of the drought. But if you live here, we have had nonstop rain for the for most of up until about 2 weeks ago, like nonstop rain. Oh, but in this area, so I know people up there and they're like, no, it's been raining. So, you know, get connected. When you get connected, you disconnect from what's out here and you will ask spirit. Like, I have conversations all the time with spirit. My boyfriend's always like, who are you talking to? Oh, right, you're talking to spirit again. Because they'll come in or they say hello, or my grandpa pops in, or whatever happens. So the more you use this muscle, so to speak, you know how people would say repeat. And it's important, because the more you use this muscle, the more you use this energetic connection, the more you engage with it each and every day. It's why I've set the academies up the way I have. It is not for the lazy people. These are for people that want to harness their intuition and your connection, and you're willing to shift, and you're like, I want to go deeper. And you want to be really in charge of the energy in your life. And that's because people say to me, Tracy, how did you change your life? Like, how did you do this? And I said, because I live this every day. I live this. And if I have a moment where maybe I'm afraid or something doesn't feel right, I tune in. I'm like, okay, I'm safe. I'm here. I have no fear of death because I've already been over to the other side. It's wonderful. So I don't need to run and get anything because I'm not afraid. Like, literally, I'm like, okay, if that's what happens, that's what happens. And that's what's really going on. So this is really, really, really good. And it's really positive because you understand, I always call it the Academy's Lab, like this meat suit, this body here, you understand it's just temporary. It's for this lifetime, but you've had many, many lifetimes where you've had different bodies, different names. So you become so connected to your spirit and your soul when you live this way. And I don't mean you can't have fun. Like, people are like, oh, does that mean that I have to, I'm wearing white today, but does that mean I only wear white? I'm like, no, wear what makes you happy. Listen to what makes you happy. There are no rules. As long as you're happy, you're humble, you're out there spreading joy to the world, you're very real with what's going on. Like, that's a pain, I need to deal with it. That's something happening, I need to deal with it. When you're very real with that, then you're living in your truth. You're going to have ups, you're going to have downs. None of us are immune. Anything can happen to any one of us at any time, but you got to keep pressing in and trusting. So when I had my financial space go sideways and I had $1,000 in the bank and two little kids to put food on the table, was I really a mess? Sure. I was scared. I was riddled. When I had like my sickness and they tell me I'm going to, you know, die again and nothing they could do for me, was I scared? Yeah. But then when I started to do the work and I started to see the shifts, I grabbed onto those. And that's what I'm saying over these next 6 months, you're going to grab onto those. And no, guys, get out of the timing of your head. When you are like, it hasn't happened, it hasn't happened, it hasn't happened, you're creating blocks in your life. You're creating the blocks in your life. So, because what happens is you have an expectation. Now, when you have an expectation of something, that creates a block. So it hasn't happened, it hasn't happened. Okay, so what's good about that you're not getting? What's right about that you're not getting? You know, what is really amazing about this I need to look at? Like, phrase it any way you want, right? But that old teaching that's been around forever is still a fabulous teaching. It's been around probably 100 years. But again, we're dismantling. That's why I'm doing the religious class. There's been a lot of trickery and manipulation done that what we do is not good or it's evil or whatever. And it's not true. It's not true. God speaks in so many ways. When you're being discouraged from looking at all the ways, you know something isn't right. So you want to look at them all and then dump the stuff when you realize, oh my goodness me, I don't want to be there. I want to be over here. Because when you're in the truth of God, and which is the God of your understanding. So for me, it's love within and within you and everywhere around. It's an infinite being of love. That's mine. It could be something different for you, and that's okay. You respect that. But when we're in that truth, there's always harmony for everybody, joy for everybody, and a solution for everybody, not just you, everybody. And there's always looking at things in different ways and answers that are positive for everyone on the planet, not just for one person, right? So it's like when you look at a deal and one person's making millions and they're cheating everybody else out. That's not God. That's pure enemy spirit, right? That's greed. That's manipulation. And what's been going on in the world? That's why people have been struggling. So we've got some questions coming in. You can keep putting them in. So Deborah, lower back pain, how could she move that? So it also looks like, so there's inflammation in the body that needs to come down. So we can start to remove that. I do suggest, now you can go talk to your naturopath, but when inflammation gets high, I always will suggest too that you start to move, go see your naturopath, but usually a good B complex, usually the minerals and nutrients get thrown off in the body. Also the back will be doing things that you can see where you're still letting go of energies, where your back has kind of been against the wall. So where you've had to be in defensive mode, there's another layer that's coming off of that, that we can start to move as well. Thank you, God. And then it looks like your body needs to do some stretching. So because here's the thing, guys, your body loves to stretch because it releases hidden energies, which are held. And I talk a lot about this in the academies, that are held in the muscle fibers and the ligaments. And then obviously you're connected to the tendons and the joints. So your muscle fibers and your ligaments hold a lot of very small irritation energies from the past or past life. They can also hold frustrations, anger, and it gets stuck. And then our discs can start to move. So we can start to command the disc to go back as well. So thank you, God. Okay. Now there's, and then, so that was about moving more into unlocking more blocks around the financial, because it's been the struggle. So we're going to take a little bit off the financial space. And I know in different countries, it's been a lot more challenging, right, to get back into the workspace based on what has been happening, but we want to remove the challenge. Just keep open, because you can see there's light starting to come through as these financial realms. We know we're heading into some sort of stock market correction for sure. You know, when is up to them. We know it's coming. Like, all of this is based on nothing. We know, if my old world was alternative investing. So, you know, I understand that's why I teach it, because I also understand the financial space. There's a lot changing in that area. It was very run by not good people. So there is a lot changing. I don't think it's going to happen overnight, but with that will also bring new opportunities, new creative. So one of your things that you can start to say, and I'll open this, is thank you, God, show me the new opportunities, point me into the new opportunities, release me into the realm of new opportunities. Listen to what I said there. You guys can do this. Release me. Thank you, God. You always got to give thanks to spirit. You can say universe or divine. Release me into the realm of new opportunities. Then we're just going to, it shows to remove some sorrow and sadness around that energy as well. So I'll pull that out of the back of the head, and we'll just do an integration of the process so the system can move. So what happens, and we're going to move some spirit attachments. So what happens when we have a lot of fear or angst? This is very normal, because obviously the way finances to live and buy food, and then we start getting into, what if I can't buy this? What if I have to sell more? What if I'm doing this? There's set points that your body has. It'll never let you go below a certain point. So then it's when it really hits that, and it's been there long enough, it's like, okay, I'm ready to come back up. So let's readjust the set point for all of you that are ready for that, to just catapult that energy to come back up. Okay. So thank you, God. And then we'll reset that. My ex-husband is moving into the basement, and I want to accelerate him moving out. Okay. Yeah. We can start to move that. And new man in life, what does she have to be cautious about? Okay. So new man. So one of the things when we're ending a relationship, and I know somebody else can come in, and usually what they come in for at that period is to show you things you've been looking for, but it's not to show you that's the next one. So it's always, and you can see it's caution around, don't jump in too fast. Don't say this is the one. Just enjoy the time and understand they're there as a placeholder. So this happens a lot with people, and they don't get this when relationships end. They find someone else, and then they're like, and it's rare, you can sometimes, and that can be the one. This is why second and third marriages never work. And I'll tell you the energy behind it is people are so looking for that person to reflect back to them the things they don't want in it from the first marriage. They will call someone in, and then they start to think, I'm not saying this is you, but I'm saying generally, this is the one, look at these things. And then as they get further in, they realize they have the same traits as the last one, maybe a little bit better. But a lot of times what happens is the energy has not been cleaned with the first one yet. So they're called in just to keep you from being, so you can be distracted while you're cleaning up this old relationship. And people get this so mixed up. I'm like, thank you. So we can start to increase the energy. You got to understand, we call them in to keep us distracted so we don't go back to an old pattern. And so often the energy brings that in. But what we do, because we're taught by Hallmark movies that, oh, it's going to be, oh, so beautiful, and they're different. And then they end up getting the same partner, just in a different suit for that time, right? I would say the meat suit. I guess it is. And we go. And people don't like that, but I like it. So anyways, that's what happens. And so your caution, and I will put some caution flags up. In the end, it's your choice, your decision, is to realize that you need to go very, very slow, because it's a placeholder until you clean this out. And then just go slow. And then you're going to see, and you will see. So it's just there. It looks like for the interim. Now, I'm not saying that can't change. With energy, things can change, because a lot of times we can see something that should happen in 4 months. So I saw the stock market looked like it imploded, you know, it was going to implode last year. And I'm like, oh my gosh, like, we had a little bit in March, but to rebound like that makes no energetic sense. Like, there's no lifeline. Just even what's been going on in the last, you know, year and a half, there's no life force energy behind it. So you can tell it's been spun, like life force energy, things are moving and moving. It's got a life force that is not based in reality. It's based in lies, which is very different. I'm not getting into the debate. Yes, there's stuff out there, but I mean, to the extent that it's been maneuvered. So you can look at the energy and then make a choice. Okay. We're not saying that there isn't a virus. That's not what I'm not saying that at all, because there is. People misinterpret everything. So you want to make sure you stop misinterpreting, take a breath. But you need to also understand why these energies come through, because you've called them in. You've called them in as a distraction. So if you understand that, you're going to be golden, and then you'll see that your husband will eventually move out, probably not until a little bit more time, because there looks like there needs to be a little bit more stability in his mental space of what that looks like for him. Okay. So your move out date. So hang on a second. Could I have some extra boost? I have given my move out date. Oh yeah, to your daughter. Yeah, we can adjust you. So your daughter leaving, which changes the dynamics. And that looks actually really, really, really good. So we can increase and adjust that energy for you 100%. You'll be calm. And it looks like your whole house, do a good smudge, a good sage, and just wish the energy well. And it actually looks like it'll be good for both of you. So there's some cord cutting happening, meaning some things that you were to learn from each other are actually coming to a final resolution. So we'll put that in there as well. Okay. So you're wondering what you should do in terms of a job. When people have this question, so there seems to be some confusion. Your energy looks like it's like what you think you should do based on people's expectations of you versus what you want to do. So there's a lot of things that show, like, I don't know if you write, or I'm seeing lots of books and lots of pens and things you enjoy that way. What I would suggest, and what we can start to increase the energy for you, and where the energy wants to be increased, is actually around, you following what you love for the first time in your life. And that looks very scary for you energetically. Like, my heart's like, so by doing that, everything else starts to fall into place. So I'm going to start to remove the blocks of where you did things in life based on what you thought you should do, that was best for everybody and yourself involved, and start taking the steps towards things you know you want to do. So thank you, God. How do you clear deep rooted blocks that you are not able to shift? A lot of times if you're not able to do it, that's why we work in communities the way we do, to see what's actually really going in there. If there's a block or a root, and I teach this a lot in the academies, is if there's a block or a root that doesn't want to be pulled out in the field, or it goes out and it comes back, you have to look deeper. There's usually something within the field that doesn't want to go, because there's a fear that if it truly goes, now remember, your brain's going to tell you all day long you want it to go. Your brain's going to tell you all day long you want to have that, you know, that perfect, that certain person, or that finances, or that job. And it's like, not happening. One, there's timing, but two, you got to look really is, what is the fear if that actually does go? What does that mean to your life if it starts to shift? So we start to do, these ones look very deep, very ingrained, and very sedentary, like they're sitting back going, well, I've just been here for a long time. The other, so I can start to wiggle some of that out. The other place I always go when things have this space quite deep is curses, witchcraft, spells, black magic. I know that sounds intense. I'm talking about that on the religious, breaking the energy of religion, but curses, witchcraft, spells, black magic are very real. We had somebody in our Miraculous Academy over in Africa, and she had learned a lot of, like, she's heard us talk about it, but she actually witnessed it, saw it, all this stuff. And it really disturbed her that's actually to see it, that it's real. And I'm like, you should hear what I hear from my clients all over the world. It is very real. And it's a very big issue. And there's a way to break it. So normally spirit attachments, they come to fear, that kind of energy. So I call them lotion potion energy, which people do lotions, potions, don't want to touch that stuff. Or there's energy that is very mental. So if they have a lot of hate towards somebody or anger towards somebody, that energy picks up and it starts to spiral. And if you have a blip in your field where you've had fear moments, it can come through. So I've had, everybody's had them. It's not that they haven't, but people think, oh, that's so hooey wooey. It's real. I've also seen it when I'm working with people that had addictions and we pulled them out, their faces literally change. And then they're like, what was that? Like, this is why I say the more empowered you get, the more they can't live with you and the more they can't touch you. And it all runs on a fear line. So always remember, you have fear and you have love. You have fear, you have love. So everything else, all the other emotions, they are layered over top like this. So we can start to shift some of that for you as well. I'm struggling to get a new career, even interviewed in programs. The slight promotion I got requires a lot of 12-hour walking shifts, and I'm struggling with back pain. Okay, so yeah, grateful for that. So this is actually really good. So we can adjust you for also enjoying this and moving. You know, when we have the back pain and we have the energy, again, back to the back pain where you're walking a lot. So your body's not used to the walking, so it doesn't like that. But there's also, there is a blessing in here that you can see that this energy is also saying to you, it's really time for you to look deep in your health of what you want to change. So you've been thinking about it, you can see, for a long time. Now there's actionable steps that you want to put in. So there is a blessing in there, as we can also open you up for a different career, for something else to move through. So this is actually a really good holdings point, but it's saying to you, and I know pain is not fun because pain keeps you distracted from creating something new. But what you can see in here, it's like, what part of your health areas do you want to take to another level? That could be, you're already doing the exercise part because you're walking 12 hours, which is a lot. You really need good shoes and will strengthen you to actually walking a lot, standing on your feet, because it is a little excessive, right? So that's also there. But we also want to increase, what areas did you want to change, maybe with your eating, your sleeping patterns, and let's adjust those energies so they flow easily, right? So that can shift, and it can shift the body. So it'll shift the energetic field from the right to the left, a little more solid, which then will allow your field to be pointed in the right direction that we can start calling in something new. So remember, when we're calling in something new, because this looks like a brief stepping stone, so that's a good thing. You look like you're jumping up into something else. Your financial picture's jumping up into something else. So you're ready to go to another level quickly. They like you where you are. Like, they like you. So you'll be noticed a little bit more from people. And your energy is very required where you work. So it's very required. So you're spreading. So one of the things you can do while you're at the work, you know, just open up your fields and just spread your light and vibrate that out to everybody that you touch. And it'll come back to you 100%. You'd be like, I feel better. My back wasn't hurting as much, right? And we'll strengthen the entire core. So those stomach muscles, they seem to want to come in and up. So let's strengthen the processing center, which is your core, right? The whole stomach area is a processing center of how we process our life. So that's what that's strengthening. I love that. Okay, so your son that has a bad knee pain. Okay, so we'll start to remove some of the energy out of the pain. It looks like his stability factors started to shift. So knees, basic nutshell, I teach this, but basic nutshell needs are stability. So when something goes off in the knee or the knee, you need a replacement. If you need a replacement in your knees, you always say thank you and take the new knees and be blessed, but you got to learn to integrate them into the body. Anything foreign in the body always needs to be integrated, or it fights it and it makes the recovery a lot longer. He doesn't need that, but it looks like we can remove some of the inflammation and irritation. Hang on a second. So let's start to move this out a little bit more from all of you. And we want to just stabilize his energy a little bit more at the right and the left knee. And I'll just connect the knees. So the hips to the knees to the feet. So there also seems to be a jar, like an adjustment in the hips. That is, his hips look a little bit lopsided. So it's not stable, but people don't realize with your energetic body and your physical body, right? We have these stability factors. It's like your ankles, you take away your foot, right? You don't have the same stability when it's gone, even though you have the energy of that piece. A lot of people forget this, that you have energetic components to your body as well as physical. So people say, well, I don't have that organ. I'm like, but you have the energy part of it. So you always have the energy. So remember, spirit made you perfect. Nobody put on your hands and your feet. It made you perfect. So your body has been so conditioned that you're not powerful enough to repair it, because other people would like you to be regular customers over there with medicines. And I'm not saying there's not a point or a time, but what I am saying is when you learn and you're with people that get this, you become empowered and you become, I know what to do. Like, I've had times where I'm like, oh, I feel like I'm getting a sore throat. I literally place my hands. So I open them up, because when you open your hands, right, the energy flows, but I place them here and I've gone within and I started to pull the energy out. And I'm like, oh, okay, what's coming? I ask the questions. I do what I need to do. I pull it out. Usually at the end, I'm like, okay, everything to release, let go, release, let go. I go down to the heart. I do all the tools I teach you guys. And I'm like, you can feel like a pop or something. And then it's fine. It's gone. And so the reason I can do it a lot faster is because I've been doing it literally for 18 years. And I've been practicing and practicing and practicing. And I keep doing it. So there's not a day I don't go to my tools if I require them. There are days I don't need my tools because everything's flowing and I'm happy. You can get there too. Stop letting people think you can't. And it doesn't, it can be like this. Now is the time we shift quickly. You don't have to be drawn out with everything. It's not. Once you start to do it, because remember, you're pulling the old programming out that you give all your power to somebody else versus then now bringing in the new programming, which is we teach you we're here together. We're coming together. I always say we're interceding. We're coming on behalf of each other to make your life better, right? The power of two or more. So we're coming together to make your life better, teaching you. And then when you have a question, then there I am. Like in the Miraculous Academy, when they have questions, they just come on the Telegram group. Hey, I need this shifted. What's happening? And we're there with you. It gets easier. And then you stop feeling like you're alone. The one thing that I always vowed I'd make in a community, and we did, you're not alone. You are not alone. I'll tell you, people show up. It's amazing, amazing. So I'm having heart issues. So there looks like there is some blockages. Okay. So there are some, the heart is a big, it's your main hard drive. I call it your hard drive. I have forever. And that is where the information sits within your hard drive. And you have got some blockages. So there are some blockages in that receiving space, but there's also some physical things going on in the heart. Definitely with heart, I always say, go get them checked out. It's always good to understand that, but there is a lot of old. So you may not be aware of that, of old emotional betrayals, heart pain, heartache. They all kind of sit under the same energy. And I'm getting about 4 or 5 past life energies that we can start to pull off along with other energies. It feels like it's fibrillating. I don't know if you notice that, like a subtle vibration. I can feel it in my heart. So we'll start to readjust the electrical frequencies internally and externally, as well as breaking off and just have that thought. Your job when we break this off, thank you, God, is to have that thought in that space. Is there anything left that's coming to your awareness that you need to just release, forgive, and let go? Thank you, God. In my prayer book, we did a forgiveness prayer and it's in there. And I had changed it a bit. I read it to the Miraculous Academy. And a lot of people were saying, wow, I realized there were other areas of myself I needed to forgive and these other people, but that just started to break it off and break it off. And usually then they're saying they're having a lot of tears, and that's normal, guys. That's very, very normal. So we can let that go. Does it look like iodine with cofactors and salt loading would help me with my weight loss? To a point, it looks to be very careful. You actually look stronger if you're just fasting with your iodine, but I can adjust it all. I have to be careful with that, but it looks like it's the emotional body of what's been weighing you down that's still keeping a barrier on an energetic level. So you can try those if your naturopath says they're good for you. You look like you'd be okay, but I'll align for all of them and then we'll start to remove some of the burdens. Like I keep seeing that the body's holding on to just what's left for burdens. And not necessarily all yours. So people can dump their burdens on you and you can just take them on. You've had a few things that have unfolded, so we can cut you from those burdens as well. There we go. So let's remove that all the way off. Okay. And let's release that. So the body's free to let go. It's having a hard time letting go. When I pull I call it the rip cord of letting go, it wants to hold back on really tightly. So let's just start to wiggle that so you can feel safe with letting go of the energies and not carrying these burdens. It wants to plug it up. It feels like if the weight drops, what does that mean to you? So this is interesting. When that shows up for you guys, what I would say is if the weights, if you lose the weight, what would that change in your demeanor or how you show up or the people around you? Would it cause any friction with anybody around you? You got to ask these questions because would you be seen in a different light? A lot of times people are. There was that show in the 90s. They would take people and they would give them like surgeries and they would totally transform their weight, their teeth. They'd have plastic surgery. I can't remember what it was called. Maybe it was early 2000s. I don't know because this reality TV is a little weird for me. But I remember watching it way when it came in. I'm like, oh, those poor people, they're going to have horrible lives because they went extreme from one thing to another. I think that's what it was. Was this Extreme Makeover maybe or Home Makeover? I don't know. Anyways, and they did. Their lives went to poo because the people they attracted in their lives were based on this physical appearance, this space. Then when they changed and they got more confidence, stuff, things change. Energy works that way, guys. So you got to be prepared with anything you're asking for. Ask yourself what's going to change. Anything you're asking for in life, anything you want, you bring in a whole bunch of money, something in your life's going to change. People will leave. People will come in. Are you prepared for that? If you're going to break up a relationship, everything's going to change. Are you okay with that? Most people say I am, but they're not when it happens. So they stall it and they block it. Are you okay, truth, with the change? You got to go deep and ask that. And I know that one huge. I say, you got to know change is happening. Go with the flow. Everyone's like, oh, I'm good with it. But when I see most people going through the change, they're like, no, we're going through a change right now. Most people have their head in the sand versus, yeah, we're going through a change so humanity can have a better space. So what are you willing to let go of? Your perception so you can change. So it's a big question, which brings a lot of energy and a lot of passion, just so you know. I'll do one more quick one because I know we're getting to the top of the hour. I think we're almost out of time. Could you clear some energy behind to bring in the new and guilt around it? Guilt, I always say, my dad used to say this to me when I was little. Guilt's the gift that keeps on giving, but you can choose to give it back. We used to have this conversation. And I say that when there's guilt that comes up and you use that word of guilt, usually you have fears of stepping into the full power because people around you have a fear. It can be friends, it can be family, whatever. You might feel like they're going to be left behind, or you might feel like you're standing in position. You're not. You're not, guys. Living your life, going after your dreams should never, ever, ever make you feel guilty. If people don't want to support you and they don't want to come with you, never, ever should you feel guilty about going after your dreams. As long as you stay humble, you stay in your truth, and you know that everyone can come along with you and enjoy it, guilt needs to go away. So I'm going to start to disconnect that energy because it'll sit in your pancreas, it'll sit in your liver, and it's going to cause you problems down the road. So we don't want any of that, none of it. No. So, all right, everybody, I want to thank you. I got to everybody's questions quickly. I motored them through. I know we had some technical issues. It happens. We're live, whatever. It is perfect. This is the way God divine wanted it. So we flow with it because that's the way it was. Just like my book, go get your coffee, TLC 31 Days of Prayer on Amazon. Join the book launch party. Let's have some fun. It's free. You'll be on the webinar with me. We'll answer some questions. We'll shift. We'll have a good time. Come and join. If you want to get rid of those deep energies, whether you're in the Miraculous Academy or our event of Breaking the Religion, come and join us. But you know what? Remember, just because you couldn't get through doesn't mean we're not shifting. We just pivoted. We changed on a dime. And that's what God wants you to do. That's what the God of your understanding wants to do. You can't get worked up about it. It is what it is. Like, and that, if you can follow that energy, you will achieve bliss on a whole other level. I love you guys. I am taking a bit of a hiatus for the next 2 weeks. The call-in show will be back when I return, and I will be around. So I'm not going anywhere, because I always say the apocalypse can wait till I get back. That's my joke, but it's not going to be like that. You got to have some fun. You got to play in the energy. So just, you know what? We're going to be here for you, guiding you, helping you, shifting you every day of the week here, and to get you through into 2022, which is going to be a much better year. A lot more freedom, a lot more joy, and a lot more truth. All right. I love you guys. Thanks for tuning in. I'll see you again. Thank you for listening to the Tracy L. Clark Show with me, Tracy L., where I teach you how to connect to the God consciousness so you can unlock your superpowers and connect at light speed and live your extraordinary life. Tune in every Tuesday at 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where together we will unlock the secrets of your body and your life. As a founder of the Body Regeneration Academy, I, Tracy L., will provide you with the insight and simple tools you can apply right now in your life to move you forward and leave the past in the dust. To join the Body Regeneration TLC Online Academy, make sure you check me out at tracylclark.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.